بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد سيدنا عبد الله ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was passing by a person who was milking his goats. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, when you milk the animal, leave some milk for his children as well. Punishment for cruelty to animals. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a woman was destined to punishment in hell for tying up a cat and starving it of its death, starving it to its death. She did not even set it free so that it could live off the insects of the earth. In his commentary of Sahih Muslim, Imam Nawawi rahimahumullah has written that this woman was a Muslim but entered hell due to cruelty to an animal. Sayyidina Miqdad ibn Ma'di Karib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam prohibited that animals be beaten on the face. Reward for serving animals. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam if you were entitled to reward for kindness to animals as well. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that there is reward for kindness to every living thing. Ibrahim ibn Sa'ad rahmatullah alayhi narrates that he saw Salih ibn Kaysan rahmatullah alayhi breaking bread into tiny pieces for his cat. Sayyidina Adi ibn Hatim used to break very fine pieces of bread for the ants to eat. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, beware against taking the backs of your animals as pulpits upon which you sit, for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has subjected these animals so that you may travel to distant places upon them. Allah has made the earth for you to sit upon, so engage in your tasks upon the earth. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك